Is Pluto a planet? August 24th, 2006 is a day that will stand out in the minds of science teachers and planetarium fans worldwide. That's the day when Pluto lost its status as a planet, forcing a mad rush of revised lesson plans, new textbook printings, and incorrect trivia answers. Pluto's reclassification resulted from shifts in standards within the scientific community. The International Astronomical Union, IAU, an international organization in charge of naming practices in space, held a vote on adopting new criteria to dictate what makes a planet. After several vigorous debates, new criteria were voted through by a majority of the IAU's members. A planet was subsequently defined as a celestial body that orbits the sun, exceeds a certain threshold of generating its own gravity, and has cleared the orbit of its immediate neighborhood. Although Pluto passes the planet test for the first two criteria, it fails on the third. Pluto has not cleared out its own neighborhood. In fact, it's located in the middle of a large field of space debris called the Kuiper Belt. The Kuiper Belt is located beyond Neptune, and it has several celestial bodies of comparable size to Pluto. Had the competing argument won out in the 2006 IAU debate, these bodies would be considered planets along with Pluto, and the solar system would have 12 planets. We all know what actually happened, however. Pluto was kicked out of the Planet Club, and a new classification was invented, the dwarf planet. Dwarf planets refer to any celestial body that fulfills the first two criteria of the IAU planet rules, but not the third. Now, these dwarf planets have only two paths back to astronomic credibility. Either several asteroids or other rocks crash into them, allowing them to increase their overall mass and regain planet status, or they wait until the scientists of the IAU change the definition of what constitutes a planet again. Until then, Pluto stands as the sole example of a celestial body that experienced the highs of being a planet and the lows of being on the outside looking in.